The most famous oratorio we know is Handel's Messiah, which described the entire life of Jesus. But Handel's famous contemporary Bach concentrated only on the final days of Jesus' life when he wrote his St. Matthew Passion. Contemporary Grammy-winning composer Richard Daniel Poor writes in a different style. But he's always been inspired by Bach.
When I was 16 years old, Peter, I heard the St. Matthew Passion of Bach for the first time. It was one of those moments that pushed me into knowing that I was going to be a composer for the rest of my life.
Daniel Poor and Joanne Folletta go way back.
She was the conductor who gave me my first professional performance with a major American orchestra. I saw her once in 2007, and she said, you know, we really have to do something again, but it needs to be really big. And I called her in the fall of 2015, and I said, I have this idea, and I think you're supposed to conduct it.
Folletta will conduct it this weekend.
Lots of people involved in this, including our wonderful BP chorus, soloists, and one of those soloists is Hila Plitman, the glorious soprano who won a Grammy for our CD of Mr. Tambourine Man.
And it is big. A 100-minute-long dramatic oratorio with 14 scenes to chronicle the last day in the life of Jesus of Nazareth. It takes one big orchestra, two choruses, and five soloists. The East Coast premiere of The Passion of Yeshua is this weekend, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at Klein Hands. Hila Plitman will sing the role of Mary Magdalene, and Janae Bridges will sing the role of Mary, or Miriam, mother of Yeshua, singing in both English and Hebrew.
I don't speak Hebrew. You know, as an opera singer, we sing in so many different foreign languages, but it's really gorgeous for singing. It fits the voice quite well.
And of course, the composer will be on hand.
Very often when I'm working on a piece by a composer who's no longer with us, I have this thought that I wish I could ask a question. But when you have a living composer with you, it's thrilling because you can interact with him right in the rehearsal. He's on stage with you. He's talking about what he particularly likes, what needs to be changed. In fact, it brings all of us, the musicians and me, into the creative process.
According to Daniel Poor, for centuries, passion plays were used to incite violence on the part of Christians at the expense of Jews.
I did my homework and understood that that European Christianity used Christianity as a weapon against Jewish people, and that passion plays were, in essence, a way of blaming Jewish people for the killing of Christ.
By using accessible music and sticking to the original texts, the composer wanted to build bridges, not walls, between the two great faith traditions.
It is also about the love that can be born out of sharing a moment in time or a series of moments in time, which is very often what music can be about. Joanne has that same incredible capacity for giving that, you know, all the musicians that I hold in the highest esteem have. She's just extraordinary in this way.
The prestigious Naxos Recording Company is putting big resources into this weekend. Both performances of The Passion of Yeshua, Saturday, April 13th at 8 and Palm Sunday afternoon at 2:30, will be at Klein Hands Music Hall. For WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.